Last weekend, we held our all-church retreat at North Bay Adventure Camp in Northeast Maryland. 24 folks of all ages from Christ Memorial got away together for a weekend of fellowship and Bible study, worship, some adventure, and some relaxation. The theme for the weekend was Claim Your Name, and so we spent time during our sessions talking about our names, names of people in the Bible, and our identity of as the children of God, and so on. For our Saturday afternoon session, we focused in on our communal identity. And so the name of focus was Christ Memorial Presbyterian Church, our church family, our church identity. The group was divided into two and given the task of creating a collage that represented what CMPC means to us, why CMPC is important. I had brought along a large box filled with photographs from church events going back as far as the very first years of Christ Memorial. The groups were encouraged to incorporate the pictures into their collages, and boy, did they. Once the box was opened, it was hard to get anyone to actually work on the collages, though. It seemed that all that anyone wanted to do was just look at the pictures and tell the stories behind what it is they were seeing. To name the names of those in the frame, to name the names of people who are no longer with us, familiar faces with a few less years on them, memories long lost in the recesses of our minds flooding back once again. Those who have been around for many years were our experts on site, as many people asked, who was this? When was this taken? What was going on in this picture? It turned into one long, joyful walk down memory lane. The collages will be hung soon somewhere in the building so everyone can enjoy them. As we looked through those pictures and remembered or pondered what was taking place in them, one theme came through very strongly. CMPC is only the place that it is because of the people. Family, friends, mentors in faith. This is a special place because of the people who call it home. Those who gather here each week to worship and pray or share a meal and their lives. Those who have come before and laid the groundwork for the important ministries of today. Our music ministry, our mission work, the preschool, Logos, Bible studies. This theme has come through time and time again, especially in these last weeks, as I have had the opportunity to talk with some of you about the ministry expansion plan and about our capital campaign. When asked what it is that makes CMPC so special to you, the answer has been the same over and over again. The people. They are like family to us, you say. We are like family to one another. Look around for a moment. See the faces of the people who have laughed with you and cried with you and prayed with you. See even the faces of those who are gone, the great cloud of witnesses, Sunday school teachers, choir members, ushers, elders, and deacons. We could hardly imagine what our lives would be like without these special brothers and sisters in faith. They have nurtured some of us from our childhood, called on us when we were ill, helped raise our children, asked about our ailing parents, inspired us with music, modeled faith and trust and integrity. Together, they and we have been the living stones that have been built into this spiritual house. Every church is built in this way, with living stones. At Middle Presbyterian Church in Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania, the church where I grew up, Ruth Lessman was one of those living stones. Ruth was a retired school teacher and had previously served as the church organist. And Ruth loved to hear me sing. So much so that she would offer to play any time I would be willing to sing an old hymn as part of our Sunday school closing on Sundays. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. When my own grandmother passed away, I asked Ruth if she would be my adopted grandmother, and she agreed on the spot. She was an incredibly sweet soul who made me feel so loved in that special and sacred place. Ruth unfortunately passed away a few years ago, but I can't help but think of her every time that I sing in church. Beth Brooks is a living stone in the New Wilmington Presbyterian Church, the church I attended, joined, and worked for in college. Beth was an administrative assistant in the Office of Student Affairs at my alma mater, Westminster College. And I sincerely cannot remember a time when I saw Beth and she was not smiling. She greeted everyone, especially college students, with a big hug and a kiss on the cheek. She remembered everyone's name. And as excited as she was when students would come to her office at the school, she was 10 times more excited to see them show up for worship at church. Even years later, after graduating and moving on, any time I would be back in town, I would make it a point to swing in and visit with Beth, and she always remembered me. Lucy Lane is a living stone in the First Presbyterian Church of Jeffersonville, Indiana, the church where I served as a student pastor for 2 years during seminary. Lucy is a middle-aged single woman who has a passion for youth and youth ministry. Together, we led too many lock-ins and other youth events to count. Never once did I get the sense that any of it was too much for Lucy. Late nights, early mornings, long drives, or middle school drama. Lucy loves those kids and is so very proud of them. And I learned much of what I know about youth ministry from Lucy. I keep up with the happenings of the church via social media, and every time there is something involving the youth, you can bet that it is Lucy that is behind it. She's an inspiration. Mark Gensheimer is a living stone at Sewickley Presbyterian Church, where I served prior to moving here. Mark is the man that I hope to be when I grow up someday. Loving and caring and faithful and incredibly trustworthy and with amazing energy. Mark and another church member named Tim were the only reason there was any form of a youth ministry program when I arrived for my time in Sewickley. And Mark was instrumental in helping me build the program while I was there. He also managed to lead the difficult and lengthy capital campaign, as well as start a hands-on mission group for men, all while keeping a smile on his face at all times and making everyone he meets feel like they are the most important person in the world in that moment. Mark's joy and energy are contagious. And here, Christ's Memorial. Far too many names to mention in one sermon, or two, or three. Each one of you has inspired me and encouraged me in your own way. But not just me, one another. Like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you might proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Every church is built first and foremost with living stones. The people who answer God's call to live as disciples and apostles of Jesus Christ, and who come together to encourage one another in that endeavor. As I wrote in my case statement for our capital campaign, what makes CMPC a church, indeed what makes CMPC great, is her people. Brothers and sisters in Christ standing shoulder to shoulder to worship, grow, and serve. It is the people who lead and join in our worship of Almighty God each week. It is the people who welcome new faces and make visitors feel like family. It is the people who offer a hand to help, a shoulder to cry on, and a listening ear. CMPC is a church because of the people, living stones. Of course, the people, the living stones, need a place to gather, to come together for worship and study and fellowship. A launching pad for mission work, a place to celebrate births and baptisms and milestones and marriages, a place to offer support and words of encouragement in the darkest of times. And thus the living stones need a church built of actual stones, bricks and mortar. This building has been that special and sacred place for 50 plus years. The memories made here far too numerous to count. The people who have shared their lives here too great a number to name. And the time has come to tend better to what we have and to prepare better for our future. Of course, we do not do so without vision, without understanding what we are doing and why we are doing it. On one hand, our hand is being forced. $1.5 million worth of work that will be required in the next 5, 10, 15 years, simply to keep the doors open. Deferred maintenance and infrastructure needs. If we do not take care of what we have, it is very possible that we will not have anything left to take care of. The living stones may well be scattered because they have nowhere to gather. But far more importantly than that, we have great opportunity in these days. Opportunity to do far more than simply fix what is broken. We have opportunity to prepare for a future that is so very bright. To provide the kind of space we need to gather, but also to prepare for future generations, our children and our children's children, to pay forward the great gift of those who came before us. To do so, we need to raise significant funds, upwards of $3.4 million. That is a lot of money, money that some might argue could be directed in other ways, toward mission work, for instance. And I hear that. Truly, I do. But I would argue, in doing so, we are supporting mission. By investing in our own community that puts a high priority on mission here and beyond, we ensure that there is a CMPC community to continue to support many mission efforts for years to come, year after year, with our own hands and with our own benevolence giving. In fact, I believe it is true that our ministry expansion plan will equip us to fulfill our mission statement even more fully in the years that lie ahead. Our mission statement that reads, "Grateful to God for his constant loving presence and guided by his word, we are called to be a people who praise God in worship and in our daily lives, grow biblically and spiritually in our life together, reach out as witnesses of Jesus Christ, serving those in need, and sharing Christ's love with one another and everyone we meet." A state-of-the-art nursery located just outside of our sanctuary, adequate and fully accessible restrooms on this main level, and a reimagined chancel area will aid us and those the Lord has yet to bring to be with us in praising God in worship and in our daily lives, as attending to the basic needs of individuals and families will allow us to focus more intently on our worship. New flexible classrooms with the latest technological equipment will provide space needed for education and spiritual development, helping us to grow biblically and spiritually in our life together through logos, small groups, Bible studies, and special interest groups. A new commercial-grade kitchen and showering facilities and a significantly expanded fellowship hall will help us to reach out as witnesses of Jesus Christ, serving those in need through our cold weather shelter, through meals prepared for the underprivileged, and by allowing us to host outside mission groups. A large lobby space, an up-to-date office suite, and a fellowship hall large enough to accommodate wedding and funeral receptions, and better traffic flow throughout the building will better equip us to share Christ's love with one another and with everyone we meet. And friends, that is just the tip of the iceberg. I get so excited thinking about all of the ways an updated and expanded facility will impact and expand our ministries, especially in those ways that we haven't even begun to imagine today. To be sure, the church is the people. First and foremost, the people of God coming together to worship and to serve. And of course, the people need that place, that special place, to gather for worship and service, and for so much more. Our ministry expansion plan provides just that, a way forward to improve and then build upon this place that has served us for so long. Together we can make it happen as the people of God, as living stones building a spiritual house, in order that we may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And what could be better than that? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.